HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat and on Wednesday to review the damage caused in both these places due to Cyclone Tauktae. The cyclone, which has ravaged the country's west coast, made landfall in Gujarat on Tuesday. The PM will start from Delhi at 9:30 a.m., news agency ANI reported. He will land in Gujarat's Bhavnagar and proceed for an aerial survey of Yamuna, the Jafarabad, and Mahua. He will also chair a review meeting at Ahmedabad after the survey. Ahead of the PM's visit, Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray on Tuesday discussed with his Gujarat counterpart Vijay Rupani the impact of Cyclone Tauktae in the state. According to ANI, it is the strongest cyclonic storm to impact Gujarat since 1998. After Tauktae, India could see another cyclone next week, this time in the Bay of Bengal region. A low-pressure area is likely to form around May 23 that might intensify into a depression and a cyclone, India Meteorological Department, IMD, has warned. Sunita Devi, who monitors cyclones at IMD, said a bulletin to this effect has been released, but a forecast will be made only after there is more clarity. Earlier on May 13, Regional Specialized Meteorological Center in Delhi had talked about the low probability of cyclone formation over East Central and adjoining Northeast Bay of Bengal towards the latter half of the second week following it. If a cyclone indeed forms, it will be called Yas, a name coined by Oman. The clinical trials for Bharat Biotech's COVID-19 vaccine, Covaxin, in children as young as 2 years of age will begin in the next 10 to 12 days, Dr. V.K. Paul, member, Health, Niti Aayog, said on Tuesday. The Drug Controller General of India on May 13 gave permission for the vaccine, developed by Bharat Biotech and the Indian Council of Medical Research, to be used in Phase 2 and Phase 3 trials in people below the age of 18, the first such trials that will begin in India. Experts in India have underlined the need to vaccinate people below the age of 18 since there cannot be a proper opening up until the entire population is protected. The second wave of the coronavirus disease is receding in 19 Indian states and union territories, some of which were its early epicenters, although some new hotspots have emerged in the south and the northeast where infections continue to surge, Hite's analysis of nationwide positivity rates shows. 7 out of every 10 Indians live in the region seeing an improvement. Among the 19 are Delhi, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, and Uttar Pradesh, some of which were ravaged by the second wave with the healthcare systems of most being overwhelmed by a rush of hospitalizations. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday called for a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, criticizing China for human rights abuses and saying global leaders who attend would lose their moral authority. U.S. lawmakers have been increasingly vocal about an Olympic boycott or venue change, and have lashed out at American corporations, arguing their silence about what the State Department has deemed a genocide of Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities in China was abetting the Chinese government.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.